Good leaves.
Hey, babies.
I was the first one.
You were the first one to be born?
I was 3. And Autumn 6.
Really? I love that. And are you twins?
Yeah.
But fraternal?
At least we're only siblings.
I'm 5 or 6.
You're not smarter.
I am.
I have no doubt that you are very smart and that y'all are all 3 smart. Okay.
You know if I catch you?
You can tell me afterwards, okay? Because I'm going to talk to you right now. I'm going to talk to your mom. This is Angelina.
And Michael.
And Michael. And then what are y'all's names?
Andrea.
Julia. And okay. Annalise and Rachel.
Oh, I love that.
So can I go first?
No,
Mom and Dad get to go first, okay? And then what we do is we go from greatest to youngest. All right? And so you get to go in the middle. Dad is the greatest. Thank you, Jesus, for
Amen.
Michael and for Angelina.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for hope, Lord. I thank you for hope. I thank you for restoration. I thank you that even things that are lost to them, even things that seem to have evaporated before their very eyes, Lord, that you have... you are going to be the restorer of those things and cause those things to even come back in ways that are fuller and broader and that are more satisfying. I thank you that Michael has been a man who's been faithful. He's taken his responsibility as a husband and as a father very seriously, and he has walked in a place of faithfulness. He's walked in a place of even taking on occupations and jobs that he was equipped for, but that were less than he wanted to run to because of the, or less even than his ability, because he just needed the faithful care, the faithful provision, Lord, of a husband taking care of his family. And Lord, and where those things have evaporated for him, I thank you that you're going to restore those places. I thank you that in this season you're going to reveal your love to him. You're going to reveal your strength to him. I thank you that he's going to dream again, that he's really been in a season almost of just day in, day out activity that has caused him to be, again, he's faithful, but to not dream the dreams that he has once dreamed for himself, and that in this season, even though it feels like he's been cut way down to the ground, and you're going to cause him to dream, and you're going to open up opportunities and ways to him, and he's going to come into a place of being able to work and live, and that it's going to be satisfying to his heart, and he's going to see your hand in it, he's going to see your love upon it, and he's just going to, he's going to really be, I just see you going up, like you're escalating, because you're dreaming more than you're going to be hitting the mark of the things that God's called you to do, the things he's created you for. Even though this really has seemed like a season where you've just been really shot down, that the Lord is going to open up. You're going to think again, dream again, look at the things that you've wanted, look at your talents and your abilities, and really begin to bring those things to the Lord and ask him, and he's going to cause you to see where to walk and where to stand. There is no shame for you in the season that you're in. There is no, he has no judgment against you. He has no, his hand has not gone out against you. He loves you, and in this season he's going to reveal to you his love. He's going to strengthen you in your confidence, and he's going to cause you to dream. You have so much more talent and so much more ability than you've even been paid for over the years, and the Lord is going to open up a way for you to walk into those things and to find satisfaction in your heart. He has not given you responsibility and then decided that he would rob you of your joy in the midst of it, and he's going to show you how you can have both, and he's going to affirm you as a son. There are places in your life where people have said to you, you're never going to measure up, you're not going to hit the mark, you're going to try, but you just ain't got it, and the Lord is going to come, and you're going to hear him saying, well done, my good and faithful servant, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. And these things that have haunted you are going to be, they're going to be washed away in the love of God and in the affirmation of the Father. And he wants you to never say to yourself again, if I were somebody else, I wouldn't be in this situation. Somehow I screwed up. The Lord says that's not the case. You didn't screw up. You are simply a part of a system that has had attrition, but I am faithful to you, and I'm going to cause good things to come to you through this situation, and you're going to look back on this, and you're going to say, these were the sweetest times of my life. Ask me for what you need. Ask me for what you need. And even ask me for what you want, because I have not given you a spirit of poverty or a poverty mentality, says the Lord. But I say I will give you the things you need. So ask me for them and watch me care for you, because I'm willing to do it. And that's what I hear from the Lord for you, Michael. I just bless you in that. I just encourage you in the Lord. Just strengthen you for the journey that's ahead. That there's even greater grace, a greater sense of vision, a greater sense of hope, and a greater place of joy. You've been a good husband and a good father. You have a heart full of love. Even from this day forward, the anger that's been just in your heart and the disappointment and even the bouts of anger you've had where you've just been losing your temper, oh, those things are going to wash away in the love of Jesus. And the Spirit of God is going to manifest self-control in you, and this wound in your heart is going to just be healed even now in the name of Jesus. So that you know that you're loved and that you have a hope in the future. And there's just going to be restoration, restoration, restoration. Because God loves you. There's no more shame for you after tonight in these areas. No more shame. No more shame.
Does anybody have a figure?
Yeah, she's bringing you one.
Right behind you.
You might want to move those over here.
They are right behind you.
No.
Oh.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Jesus. Thank you for the love of God. Thank you that you're a chosen son. You were chosen. Chosen. You didn't just get caught in the net because Jesus had to save all the fish in the sea. You were chosen. 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 Just going to, your future is going to be brighter.
Amen.
Thank you for a patient heart. Angelina, you have a heart that has been patient. You've had a heart that's been full of faith. You've even had prophetic insights into things that are happening or going to happen in your family. And you've tried to share those things, and there has, just because of the difficulty of the situation, there's not been a flow of communication. But even after tonight, there's going to be an openness between the two of you to be able to speak and to hear and to share. This monkey's off your back, Michael, because God has good things for you, okay? There's no shame. You didn't bring this on yourself. There's no shame. But you're seeing things, and you're even having dreams. You're even seeing things where you and he would be involved in things together that would be money-making enterprises, and where there would be businesses that would allow both of you really to do what's in both of your hearts. And that is, there's this whole marketplace ministry pouring out to people, raising my children kind of thing that is happening. And so the Lord wants to affirm you in the things that you're seeing, and he wants you to be confident in those things. Write them out and share them and pray over them. And there's going to need to be a place between the two of you where you're able to see those things shared, and you're going to interact with those things. And God's going to build a plan for you two that you can walk forward and see yourself step into places of life and real places of strength. There have been some woundings in your heart where there's a lack of trust, and you don't know if you can trust, but the Lord is going to touch you and bring healing in your life so you can trust him, so you can trust the things that are going on around you, so you can trust the voice of the Lord. And you've lived really cautiously in a lot of ways about not sharing who you were, even not sharing your ideas, always remaining in a place of being very controlled for fear that things would get out of control. And the Lord's going to bring real healing in that, and he's going to just come and really begin to nurture you and water you and encourage you, and you're going to be able to walk free. Okay, you're not going to have to be afraid that if the real Angelina comes out, that someone's going to reject it and push her back. Okay, because the Lord has made you this beautiful flower, this beautiful, laughing, kind of effervescent woman, and you have shrouded yourself in quietness and self-control because you're afraid that someone's going to tell you to shut up, and the Lord just is going to break off that lie that is in your ear, even today, because he has given you a voice and given you a heart and given you, he's, again, given you a voice, and he's made you this laughing, beautiful woman who actually makes beauty around her and brings warmth and safety and security, but you do it with more joy than you're willing to let come out. She's going to be in the season where God's just going to cause all of that to, you're going to walk free from that and those voices in your head and that fear that if I step out, sometimes it's almost like you're a mouse and you're living in a little hole and you crawl out and you think, oh, it's a warm, sunny day and it's going to be good. And then you all of a sudden, you're always afraid that some cat's going to pounce on you and keep you from living in the sun. And that's going to end for you. And you're going to just be able to come out and be in the sun and know the love of God and the sweetness of God and the power of God and be who you are. Okay? You have, you're more like this one than you would ever let anybody else know.
Which one?
Rachel.
Rachel.
Okay.
Tim.
Okay? That's who you were and something happened, but God is going to allow you to, in all the maturity that you had and the wisdom that you had, that same kind of joy, that same kind of smartness. And you need to know the prophetic gifting is really in you. You have a strong gift of compassion where you are so able to minister and see brokenness in other people and make room for it. Okay? And so God is really going to use you to minister life and healing to a lot of people, and you're going to have a lot of prophetic insight about what's going on in them. Okay, and he's just going to really use you to build and restore people. Okay?
Yes.
You're a gift.
Amen.
You are a gift.
Amen.
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 No.
Okay, but do you have a word?
No, yeah. We're just helping.
Oh, okay. Do I have a word? Pez?
No, you have to.
Okay,
no,
she
wasn't.
Well, she was usually.
Okay, just be quiet.
Okay, Rachel, let's pray for you. Can I lay my hand on you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say to you that there's a place in you where this is pure joy, and there's a place in you where you will shut this down because you're afraid of it, because you're afraid it's going to hurt her, but God's not going to hurt her in this. This is a girl who was called to lead, to stand up, and to speak, okay? And you have the tools to teach her appropriate self-control, and to teach her when to speak and when not to speak. But she is like a gardening plant that's growing over the fence all the time, okay? She's always busting out of her seams, okay? And I don't have to prophesy to know that. I've just watched the girl do it, okay? But this is not a bad thing. This is a thing that you will trim and train and teach, but don't squelch that, all right? Because it's not going to be squelched in her. I think the way that maybe it was squelched in you. And God is really going to use this in a place of real strength because she has a quick mind and she has an artistic heart and she's going to be a really strong leader, okay? She has a heart for the Lord. And so even as she grows and she understands those things more, it's not only going to be your tutelage on the outside that shapes her, but he's going to be shaping her on the inside. She's going to bring home every scruffy kid that she ever meets in school. Okay, and you're going to say, why are you choosing these people? Okay, but it's because she's going to have a heart that's going to be very evangelistic and that's going to recognize weakness in other people and that's going to want to see that built up. Okay? And so I don't know how the Lord is going to train her in that, but I do hear him saying, don't worry about how I'm going to train her in that because I'm going to give you guys the proper download and understanding how to set boundaries for her and help her to walk into those things, okay? But she has a real heart of an evangelist, and she's going to pick all the silly, disenfranchised kids. All right, so you will have to have wisdom, but she's going to be ministering Jesus to those people and making a difference in their lives, okay? And that's what I hear for her. Okay, so.
Well, she's ready for you.
Yes.
She
Julia?
Yeah, we're twins.
Oh, well, no, come here. I love twins. Who was first?
Me.
Did you emerge first? I have one that emerged first, so that means.
No, I can't.
Okay. I mean, I have a set of twins at home, too, though, and they're younger than my oldest daughter. Okay, but Laura came out first. And so my son, Nick, he likes women better than any man I've ever known. He's going to be the best husband in the whole wide world because he's been ruled by his first sister. But he's a man. I love it. Okay, so tell me your name again.
It's wonderful,
Julia.
But it's not
Thank you, Lord,
it's
for Julia.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for strength and for life, Father. Thank you just for Julia, you're going to be a very friendly young girl. You're going to have a lot of friends, okay? And you know what? You're going to know how to lead your friends and encourage them to do good things, okay? You have a really sweet heart, and you like things to be done right. You know what's right and wrong already, and you already know Jesus, okay? And so all your life, you're going to probably be somebody that helps other people to know Jesus, and that helps other people to do what's right. And like when you're playing house and stuff with your friends, you're going to have the idea about what needs to happen and how we want to do it. And you're going to probably want to tell them how to do it and the way it needs to work. And that's okay, because that's the way the Lord has made you, okay? And as you grow up, you're going to be a really strong leader. And you're going to help people to do the things that are right, okay? And you're going to have a lot of creative ideas, like she's going to be in yearbook and all that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, she's going to be involved in creative things, but she's going to lead people. She is really going to lead people. She's going to be really strong-minded, kind of black and white, you know, and very different than Rachel in a lot of ways, but there's a tenderness in the way that she will lead, but she will be relentless. Okay? And God has really given her a gift of leadership. Not just personality, though she has personality for that, but she's going to have a real gift of leadership. And she's going to, but this creative thing that she has working in her, she's going to be another one that can see out of the box. In fact, Rachel's going to be much more by the book than this girl. She's going to see things out of the box and build them. It's okay. And that's what I hear for her. Okay, but she's really going to be... she's going to be very strong and very good leader, and probably a very good public speaker. She's probably going to be able to lead a group and speak in front of people without a lot of problems. And loved. Your children already love the Lord, and that's a beautiful thing. You're welcome. Okay, will you tell me your name again, because you don't have a ticker on.
Gracie.
Gracie?
Annalise.
Annalise. Will you hold my hand, Annalise? Lord, I just thank you for Annalise. I thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for delight. Thank you for delight, that this is a child of delight. Thank you that this is a child that her parents delight in, that she brings great joy to them, that she's just a comfort. That she's like a gift that was laid on, she's like a balm of Gilead, that she's just the kind of person who brings healing in her heart when she's around you. She just knows how to reach out and touch people and love them, and she's just a gift. Thank you, Lord, for her. Thank you. You are just going to be, you're a lovely girl, and the Lord loves you very much, and there's a real quality about you because you just have a lot, you know, how to be with people, how to be a friend to people, you know, how to say the right thing or, you know, do the right thing at the right time. And it's just really beautiful. And God is, you're just going to grow up and you're going to be a great friend and a great comfort to many people because you just know how to be with people. And even whenever they're like in a bad mood or, you know, they're hurting, you just kind of know how to be with them. And God is just going to really bless you. And you're going to be a real blessing to other people, okay? You're going to, you just need to listen. And when you think the Lord's speaking to you, you need to tell your mommy and daddy. Because you are little, but you already are going to hear the voice of the Lord. And you just share the things that you're hearing with them, okay? Because you're going to be a blessing to them, too. And just even be a, you know, how sometimes someone says, oh, I knew that, I told you so. You know, you're going to be a voice that just says, yeah, that's what we need to do. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what we need to do. And so sometimes you just are going to share those things that the Lord has for you. He's always going to love you and watch over your life. And He hears you when you pray. And He answers your prayers. And you just need to know that all your life that that's going to be the way you're going to walk. That you're going to pray and you're going to believe, and He's just going to do for you because He loves you. Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm going to have you for lunch.